American Family News. I'm Musty Pugh. Former President Donald Trump is back on the campaign trail, this time in Doral, Florida, with this challenge for President Joe Biden.
I'm also officially challenging Crooked Joe to an 18-hole golf match right here.
Trump rallying supporters from his golf resort in Doral, poking fun at Biden's age and stamina, and made fun of his comments, suggesting a second Trump term would be a threat to U.S. democracy.
Did you ever hear Biden? He's a threat to democracy. He doesn't even know what the term is. Trump is a threat to democracy. This guy. Low IQ. He's a low IQ individual. But they're lying in the entire world of Joe Biden's condition.
Joe Biden's mental and physical health front and center at Trump's rally last night. Here's top VP contender, Senator Marco Rubio.
The only conspiracy here are the people in the shadow government that are protecting and hiding from the American people the condition of our current president, and it puts our country in danger. I guess they have now admitted that from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Biden is awake and running the country. I don't want a president that's open less than our banks are open, and that's what we're facing now.
Georgia Congressman Rich McCormick is the doctor and serves on the House Armed Services Committee. He talks about what he would ask Joe Biden's doctor.
What sort of cognitive tests have you done on this president? Have you done any imaging? Has he been looked into other things other than Parkinson's, which you know he investigated? I'm very seriously concerned for Lewy body dementia. I've seen people with Parkinson's. What kind of decline has he had in the last 4 years under his supervision? Those sort of questions will all lead me to the right conclusion, but we can all see it right in front of us. You don't have to be a doctor to watch him deteriorate rapidly.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will be back on Capitol Hill today after warning lawmakers that a weak labor market is just as much a threat to our economy as inflation. While being questioned by Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, Powell admitted the job market is showing signs of weakness.
In light of the progress we've made both in lowering inflation and in cooling the labor market over the past 2 years, elevated inflation is not the only risk we face.
Our unemployment rate is rising, is it not?
Yes, it is, although the labor market is still strong.
Our labor market is slowing, is it not?
Yes, but I'd say unemployment is still, you know, is still low by historical standards. But yes, it is. We've seen cooling, yes.
When are you going to lower interest rates?
I'm today not going to be sending any signals about the timing of any future actions.
House Democrats continue their efforts to block a bill that would require people prove citizenship in order to vote. Chris Woodward has more.
It's called the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE Act, and the House version comes from Representative Chip Roy of Texas. Democrats claim, among other things, that such a measure is not necessary because it is already illegal for non-citizens to vote or to vote in federal elections. Representative Roy offered this comment on American Family Radio.
Our bill is simple. You should be a citizen to vote. 85% or so of Americans believe that. It's already federal law, but federal law currently also has been interpreted to prohibit states from actually checking citizenship. So what good is it? So our bill would fix that and go one step further, which is to say for federal elections only, because, you know, we believe in federalism, that in federal elections, you'll be required as a state to check citizenship or registration for federal elections. We just think that's important for the Senate, the House, and the presidency. We should all be playing by the same rules. Pretty straightforward.
A companion measure has been offered in the Senate by Mike Lee of Utah. I'm Chris Woodward.
The return of searing heat in the Houston area has deepened the misery for people still without power after Hurricane Beryl crashed into Texas and left residents in search of places to cool off and fuel up as the extended outages strained one of the nation's largest cities. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.